Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New South Show.
I know there's never been a man in the awful shape I'm in. I can't even spell my name, my head's in such a spin. Today I tried to eat a steak with a big old tablespoon. You got me chasing rabbits, walking on my hands and howling at the moon. Well, sure, I took one look at you and it almost drove me mad. And then I even went and lost what little sense I had. Now I can't tell the day from night, I'm crazy as a loon. You got me chasing rabbits, pulling out my hair and howling at the moon. Out on a hunting spree, 'cause there ain't a hound dog in this state that can hold a light to me. I eat three bones for dinner today, then tried to tree a coon. You got me chasing rabbits, scratching fleas, and howling at the moon. I rode my horse to town today, and a gas pump weeded past. I pulled him up and I hollered, whoa, and said, fill him up with gas. The man picked up a monkey wrench, and wham, he changed my tune. You got me chasing rabbits, spitting out teeth, and howling at the moon. I never thought in this old world a fool could fall so hard. But honey, baby, when I fell, the whole world must have jarred. I think I'd quit my doggish ways if you'd take me for your groom. You got me chasing rabbits, picking out rings, and howling at the moon.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
In the homo, they touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yeah. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. The place to be. And probably the only place that you ever hear. Who? You guessed it.
Rammstein!
Yes. Oh, the Germans. We love it. We do. Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Joining us, as always, it seems to be, I am your friend for 2 hours tonight. I'm your little buddy, your pal, and also your compadre with no hair and a bit of a dopey nature and a fear of germs, Frank the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy? Yeah, it's good to be here, Frank. How are you? How you doing?
In best in show mode, outstanding.
Outstanding. Yes, that's right. If you ask best in show Chris how he's doing and he's having an okay day, he'll tell you that he's doing outstanding. That's right. I just want to say, to all the listeners listening, thank you for proving that you have no culture by really disrespecting the fine intro song that I picked for this episode. A lot of people calling it garbage. I believe one person said this is perfect music to fuck your cousin to. That's really good.
Yeah,
thank you
people,
for that.
They're obviously not cultured.
Not cultured. Not at all. They need some kind of a jungle beat to really get down to listen, to prepare themselves for talk, to basically hear two dopes in two bottom floors of their homes, rattle on about nothing. But I don't know, Frank. I like to talk to him still. I'll give him a pass on that one. I don't know. What's wrong with you, Frank? I hear sniffling. Are you crying?
No, I'm all right.
Were you crying? Oh, by the way, the Chang brothers are here. I'm really sure it's them in the Heroes Talk room. If you're not in the Heroes Talk room, go to heroestalk.com. Check it out. We've got some cameras there. You can see our stupid faces and hear our stupid voices, one of which bald. And sounds a little bit sad. Frank, are you getting a little emotional?
A little bit.
Why are you so sentimental all the time? I mean, the thing is, I noticed that every now and then, you get a little bit miffed. Someone doesn't say something nice to you. Someone doesn't send you a card. Someone doesn't wish you a happy holiday. You get a little upset. I believe the word I've been using lately is miffed. And I like it, but I'll fall off of it soon once the rappers start using it, like they're using Oh Snap again. They ditched Oh Snap like a vacant home, and now they're all back to party. Just throwing Oh Snaps out left and right. But what's wrong with you, Frank?
How do you feel? We talking about last week's debacle?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, howling at the moon kind of indicates exactly how I felt. Not necessarily because I was standing on a branch, staring at the full moon and just crying, but because I had an animal in the room just losing his mind.
And I do realize it's noticeably quiet tonight.
Well, Teddy is no longer with us.
Excuse me?
He's in the next room.
Oh. So tell me how'd you handle last week? I mean, you were probably one of the worst I've seen you as far as losing your temper last week. How did you recover from that? What precautions did you take, and how did you solve your problem?
I mean, well here's how it went. I mean, last week's episode was just depressingly awful. Just really depressingly terrible. And to me, it was so painfully horrible that I would say that it was the first source of embarrassment that I felt from doing the show. And keep in mind, it's a show that, we mention, or at least I mention, masturbation habits, my joy of shitting, my joy of showing off pictures of my shits as though they're, newborn sons or daughters to absolute strangers. I really should have a lot more stuff that I'm embarrassed about. But however, the quality that I was putting out, that I feel we put out there for last week's episode was troubling, the first time ever, I think, and I think that was kind of, the fires there were kind of quelled, put out, extinguished by a lot of positive feedback that we were getting.
I did receive some positive IMs saying that it was not as bad as you made it out to be, and that it wasn't, not to take it so hard. So I think in retrospect, it wasn't that much of a disaster. Maybe a little bit of a disaster.
No, it really wasn't.
Okay, fine.
No, it wasn't that much of a disaster. Now that I think about it. And by the way, when I say now that I think about it, I mean now that I've read all the tweets and Facebook replies and messages of people saying, listen, that was, yeah, it was kind of a disaster, but it was really entertaining. And they really, people
well,
really
how can
liked
you,
it.
How can you not be entertained when you hear Send in the Clowns?
When you hear Send in the Clowns, you're going to smile or cry or both. One of the three outcomes. But anyway, I want to get past that.
Let's get on with it. Let's move on.
I mean, we were talking about dogs, right? I mean, it seems to be the only thing that I'm ever talking about now. I catch it myself at work, and the only thing that I'm able to talk about at work used to be like, oh, you have a son. Okay, I play video games. I'll talk to you for 4 minutes about a video game that your son might play, and then I'll go and sequester myself in my my own office and do work and then leave. But now I'm spending like 15 minutes talking about my goddamn dog to people. And I don't even, I mean, they're pretending they're interested, but I think I'm rapidly becoming one of those people that just rattles on about something that people can't possibly give a fuck about. Oh, he chewed this. Oh, he's chewing my shoes. I don't know what I'm going to do. He's eating socks. Really, I'm really becoming a person that, before dog ownership, a person that I'd like to execute. A person that I frequently fantasized about throwing in a bathtub with a plugged-in iron. It's really fucking annoying. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because the dog is new to me. Did you ever find yourself in a position where you couldn't talk about anything but the dog?
Yes, and when I only before we had children, we had dogs.
Yeah,
and I always used to say to my wife, "Why bother having children if we already have dogs?" Because I felt like the dogs were my children. I had pictures of my dogs in my wallet, and I cared and loved them. But once you have children, those dogs are definitely second-class citizens.
So it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of being replaced.
Exactly.
That's what it is. So, like, I mean, I found myself wondering at work while I should have been working, like, when is the dog going to become the Wii Fit? Like, I got the Wii Fit. I'm all about it. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to set some goals. We're going to drop some pounds. I'm going to drop 5 pounds in 2 weeks. I'm going to do all the things. I won't tell people I'm doing the hula hoop thing, but I'll do the hula hoop thing. I'll do the ski jump. 4 or 5 uses later, it's collecting dust. Literally, it's got like a protective layer of dust as it sits under a chair in the TV room. When is the dog going to become that? But now you're saying it's when you get a kid or when you get something more important,
yes,
the dog will just sit by the wayside and rot.
We have a friend who has actually one of the hosts of the What Show who is in love with his dog, and the dog means everything to him. But once he has children, he won't feel the same anymore.
Well, he's got two dogs now. So
yes.
Apparently that dog, the shine was washing off a little bit. He claims that he was a little frustrated and he makes stupid purchases. But I think that he couldn't come to terms with the fact that maybe he didn't like his original dog as much. So he went and got a new dog. But you're right. The minute Jeff from The What Show gets a kid, has a kid, becomes a father, those dogs don't mean shit to him. I'm guaranteeing the dogs will not mean anything. And you know what though, Frank? As a dog, a new dog owner, yeah, I can see that. I can see that shine on the dog. The fact that this is something new. I'm taking care of this dog. I'm doing everything. If you told me 3 years ago, you know, pretty much any time before I got the dog, even the day before, that I would be expressing anal glands on a fucking small dog, I would have probably just laughed at you. I would never have thought that I could care so much about a fucking dog to try to see why it's having discomfort, realizing, oh, it's the dog's ass glands, and trying to go about fixing them. Now, have you ever heard about this procedure?
I've never heard about it until you mentioned it. I don't even know what exactly it is.
Okay, every now and then, especially on small dogs will have this problem where their anal glands, which are like located, if the anus is the center of a clock, I think we may have spoken about this, the anal glands are at 4 and 8 o'clock, and they can become impacted and get filled with bacteria and all kinds of shit, and eventually, if it has enough stuff in it, it'll explode. And you need to pay $300 to a person who wears a lab coat for some fucking reason. I mean, seriously, I understand you're a vet and you like to pet dogs and feed it fucking pills, but do you really need to wear a fucking lab coat? I mean, I think the lab coat at a vet office is just so you can discern who's the person getting fucked and who's doing the fucking. But
you have to make sure that these glands don't get impacted. Otherwise, you're going to be fucked at the with a huge bill from the vet. So you have to go in with your thumb and forefinger under the dog's anus, which is like a little half of a rotten cherry tomato looking thing, and just go in and squeeze, and then this putrid fish smelling shit will come out. And I didn't know how much. So me and my one tissue were soundly defeated by the just fucking awful smelling sludge that came out of this fucking dog's ass.
Did you have to stick two fingers in there and squeeze it?
No, not in. Around. You go around the dog's anus and you push in and you squeeze and you pull back. Like you're kind of popping is like a couple of zits.
I feel as though I want to do that now with my dogs.
Now why? Because you're fast. Are you fascinated with things with like zits and stuff like that, popping things
and
all that?
I don't know so much that, but I've had these dogs for 9 years. I've never heard of that, and now I want to feel Marvin's anus after the show.
You should do it. You should do it. And believe me, I don't recommend. I think you're out of your mind. But then again, that's just how you are. You shouldn't ever really want to have to do that. I'm telling you, it's the worst thing I've ever smelled.
Ken, Go ahead.
It's the worst thing I've ever smelled. I would have, if I couldn't smell it, probably like waft it by my nose because I'm curious about those things. But you didn't have to. My head was 3 feet away from the dog's ass, and I could smell this terrible fucking tar. This fucking fishy, basically like pine tar and fish scales came out of this dog's ass. It was disgusting.
Ken, I've been struggling with something, and I was wondering if you could help me out regarding my dog. I mean, is it odd if sometimes I talk dirty to my dog, Sophie?
Well, what do you mean you talk dirty?
Well, every time I pass Sophie, she opens her legs, and obviously that's a sign for me to rub her taut tummy. But I feel as though when I'm rubbing it, I start saying dirty things to her. Like I'll say,
can you, you dirty little... Can you give me an example here? So
she opens her legs up and she gives me that eye, and I start rubbing her soft little belly, and she goes, and I say to her, "You laggy little bitch, don't you, little dirty dog? You laggy, don't you?" I can't help talking dirty to my dog.
Why do you do that? Well, I mean, what do you get?
I don't know, because I know she's enjoying it. I rub your little belly, little doggy, little. Bitch you. And she is a female dog is a bitch, so I'm calling her a bitch, but I say, you like it, don't you?
Yeah, but you're not using it because it's the proper term. You're using it because you're in like some kind of a weird sexy mode.
Right, right.
You honestly put yourself in like a sexy mode when you rub over the little dog.
Well, I mean, I'm not popping a Woody, don't get me wrong, but I just want to make her feel good and make her feel good and say, you like it when daddy rubs. You rubbing your little belly. You like it, don't you? Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking disturbing.
Well, listen. I mean, every time I go past her, she spreads her legs open. What am I going to do? Marvin doesn't give her the time of day. Ugh. And the belly of a dog is so smooth. It's so soft. It's like a supple softness. It's like an old lady skin of some sort. And it's very mushy and a little bit. And
it kind of is. It's like if you took old lady skin and stretched it out over the mold, over the mold of like a Nerf football. That's kind of what like dog belly skin is. But you can't go and rub a male dog's belly because it's basically his cock and balls.
Yeah, I don't rub Marvin's belly because I did once before, and a little bit of his wetness got on the tips of my fingers, and I said I'm not going to do that anymore. But
gross.
Sophie, she's dry down there, so I just rub her up a little bit,
Little Vagisil, something like that. That'll fix her up.
Well, okay, yeah, that's not what I meant. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, but what we're getting to is that we love the dogs. We love our dogs to the point where we're willing to do things that are disgusting. Well, you seem to enjoy these things. I mentioned expressing anal glands. You've planned a fucking a family event after the show's over with.
You know, I think I may have mentioned this once before, but I can never I got to think that these dogs have to be embarrassed at some point in their life by shitting in front of each other. I mean, if you took a dump in front of your girlfriend on the ground, I mean, you'd be a little embarrassed. I mean, aren't they embarrassed as they see each other's shit?
You know what gets me is like when the dog goes and in the yard, and I'm still at the stage where, you know, I have him on the leash. He circles, you know, finds the best possible spot where he can lay shit. Like, honestly, why is it so important to find that fucking spot that you have to sniff it out for like 2 minutes before you shit? Just fucking shit. It's the ground. It's fucking all awful. But anyway, he does his little circling thing, shits finally, and as his shit's coming out, he'll turn his head and then, like, kind of from the top of his eyes, he'll look at me like this and lock eyes with me. I gotta look away. It's like a shameful thing. He's like, you gotta look at me do this too, huh? It is like he's a little embarrassed. I don't know, Frank. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. It is like he's a little bit embarrassed because he's shitting and you're there. You're there watching him like you're a fucking warden.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, my dog usually goes around in a little bit of a circle as well. But, you know, hey, to each his own. I mean, if that's what gets them off, then fine.
Oh, it gets them off. Yeah, you like that, you little bitch, don't you? You like that, you little girl, bitch.
And then when I rub her belly, she closes her eyes and really gets into it, too.
Gets into it. Starts fantasizing. Yes. Very nice. Very nice, Frank. But you would do anything for these dogs. Is that right? Like, honestly, let me just put up a scenario. The dogs run away. How heartbroken are you?
Well, let me tell you a little quick ditty. We have landscapers, or they're pretty much, they call them landscapers. They cut your lawn. Okay?
Oh, excuse me.
It's a fancy name.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. To me, so what happened was this landscaper, we keep our dogs in the backyard, it's fenced and everything. The landscaper, when the lawnmower cutter guy left, he left the gate open. Okay.
Okay. So he mowed your lawn and now the back fence, I guess, it's open because you left the gate. Okay.
And when you let the dogs out from the back door, you really can't see the side of the house to know if the gate is open or not. You just, you know, you pretty much know it's always closed because you always keep it closed.
And that's how you let the dogs out through the back door and you don't see that the gate's open.
Right.
Now, how do you get them to go outside again?
Outside, 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 outside.
Okay. Continue.
So we let them out and, next thing I didn't let them out. I drove home. I got into the driveway and I saw that they left the gate open.
Okay. Oh.
And I got aggravated.
So now you're pissed. What do you
do? I'm pissed off. Okay, because what would have happened is if we let the dogs out, they would have ran out of the gate, and for God knows they could have been hit by a car, they could have run away or whatever.
Yeah,
and I'm fuming. This is more than just an accident. This could be leaving that gate open can be a life changing experience. These people don't realize that. So I got so pissed off. I wanted to concoct a story and call these.
Well, did your dogs end up getting out?
No, they never got out because I saw that the gate was open before I let the dogs out, okay?
Okay.
But I want
to... Wait, who let the dogs out?
Nobody yet. But listen to me. That's an old song, 1992.
Oh, I see.
Listen to me. Anyway, Bahaman. So what happened was I wanted to concoct a story and tell these people that they left the gate open, my dog ran out, got hit by a car, and is now dead. And I was hoping, you know, I was, because listen to me, that is not unjustified. That could have happened, correct? The dogs could have run out and got killed.
Yeah,
correct?
I mean, they could have. I think the more likely thing is they would have, you know, ran off and starved to death because no one would accept them into your house.
Right.
It's not like they're that fucking valuable, honestly. They're like 12-year-old dogs.
Okay.
You're acting like they're all fucking precious. All right.
Okay. Full breed dogs, purebred, AKC. Anyway, now what I'm saying is this. So I was going to call the guy up and say, listen, your worker left the goddamn gate open. My dogs have run away. What are you going to do about it? And how awful will this person? How awful will this person feel? How awful will this person feel?
Let me ask you a really important question. Were they of Mexican descent?
That's irrelevant to me.
I want to know.
I have no idea. I don't see them. I don't see them. Okay. I don't see them.
The guy that you're calling is the owner of the business. He's running the show, and that's that.
So I call the son of a bitch up.
Son of a bitch now.
I say, listen. I says, my gate was left open. My dog has run out, and we can't find him.
Yeah.
So this guy, you know, he's starting to get all nervous and whatnot.
You told him this?
Yes! It didn't actually happen, but I told him that.
Oh, my God.
Just to see his reaction. I says, your worker left the gate open. My dog has run away. I don't know where he is, if I'm going to see him again or what's happening. So this guy, you know, he's starting to get a little panicky himself. I says, what are you going to do about it? My dog has been gone for hours now. I can't find him. I said, what can you do about this? What can you do for me? He says, I don't know what I can help you look for. I said, listen, can you give me a year's worth of free lawn cutting?
Oh, my God.
So I got myself a free year's of lawn cutting.
So now to console you for your huge loss that's so upsetting to you, you get like, what, 15 lawn cuts?
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, until the end of the season.
And then when he comes over and sees two dogs that are fucking ancient. You can't even possibly say that you just got a new one.
I'll say I got another one. That's all.
You can't. They're old.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't know. So Donna went along with this, or she doesn't know?
Oh, she didn't. Well, she didn't know until after I told her. And at that point, you know, what can you do? Hey, she don't mind some free lawn cutting either. You know what I'm saying?
Does she ever have to cut the lawn herself? Did she ever do it?
No. Every time I bought a lawnmower, it broke after the first cut. It would break every fucking time. So I would spend I'd buy a new lawnmower every few weeks. And I know nothing about fixing the fucking lawnmower. So, you know, like remember before I met you, if my computer was not working, I'd have to get a new one.
You literally have a fucking a barricade made out of dead computers, like the movie 300, where they had a wall full of dead bodies. Dell towers sealing off one part of your fucking unfinished basement.
Right, you've seen them. So I would have, and these sometimes the computer would just be a year old, and all of a sudden it stopped working. I didn't know what to do, so I had to get a new one. But now at this point in time, even the ones that I stopped using are so old now. They're like from like 2001 to
You just have all these lawnmowers sitting around.
I have lawnmowers in my shed, and I would not know how to fix them. So I says, fuck this. So I just hired a couple people to cut the lawn.
And now they're all ancient and worthless. And you just wouldn't fix it. You realize you could get a lawnmower fixed pretty cheap. And you're spending like a couple $100 every 2 weeks. What were you doing that you're breaking it? Like, what would break on it?
Well, listen, maybe I accidentally forgot to remove the cinder block. Maybe I forgot to remove the cinder block and I went over. Who knows?
So you busted the blade on something.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to fucking bend down and pick up these rocks in 100-degree weather. So I just go over them.
So that's why you broke the goddamn lawnmower.
And listen,
because you're too lazy to move a fucking stone.
And sometimes, you know, I got sticks, so I figure I go over the sticks because you know this way it'll mulch them up and it'll be back to nature.
Back to nature, right? Sure, fantastic. Even I can't believe you. So you have all these antique fucking lawnmowers. I mean, we have some like some of the antique lawnmowers. You know, like the kind that are just like rotating blades,
right? Sure.
I mean, they haven't been used. They're from like my mom's grandfather, and they're just hanging around.
Did you cut the lawn growing up?
Yeah, I did. I did. Now my dad bought some kind of a ride-on thing. And he makes a whole event out of it. He loves it for some reason.
Now let me ask you: when you first started being allowed to mow the lawn, was that the greatest thing in the fucking world?
No, it was actually the worst thing in the world. It was the worst thing ever. Don't fucking try to change my opinion. I know what you're saying. I heard the whole thing. What I'm telling you is that I had the. By the way, I want to say hello to Little Jimmy Rhodes. I mean, it seems like the whole gang's here. So I'm on the. I'm mowing the lawn. It's not exciting. I didn't want to do it, and it has a bag on it, and the grass is like 2 feet tall. So, in reality, you'd have to empty the bag every like 2 feet. I would just soldier on and let all the shit go everywhere once the bag was filled up, and then tell my dad, "Yep, I did it," and then he'd have to go over and either do it again or make me do it again. It was the worst thing ever. I hated it.
Mowing the lawn to me was like getting my driver's license. It was the most. Let me get this point. When I first started, like when I'm like 10 or 11 years old, when you first get the okay that you're old enough to mow the lawn, it is the greatest fucking thing in the world. It is. I mean, you're controlling a machine, for Christ's sake, and you have complete control over this, and you can do whatever you want to the grass, blah 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 blah. It was wonderful. Of course, after a couple years, it just sucks. especially.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Awful, especially the bag, the grass would always get compacted in the bag, and you'd have to fucking shake this thing to no tomorrow to get it out, and it was just awful.
No, it was, but, like, could you imagine, like, I mean, when you were a kid, it was probably exciting because you didn't have so much shit to do inside. Like, we had video games, we had, you know, movies and shit in the house. Like, when you were just starting to mow the lawn, you're what, 10 years old, maybe 9?
Yes.
Something like that. There's not much going on for you in, like, 1978 or whenever the hell it was, 1979. And so it was probably something new, something different to get you out there. But imagine your parents' first attempt at cutting the lawn with that fucking the post with the spinning blade on it. Where's the grass going to go? It just goes and you have to go and rake afterwards. It took forever.
My father had a sit-on mower. When I was younger, my father had an old-fashioned sit-on ride-on mower, but it was a ride-on mower where there wasn't even a bag attached to it. It would just leave the clippings,
all
underneath.
Over the place.
So he was so paranoid about me riding that thing that he actually would take the blade off. He'd take the blade off, and he just let me joyride the fucking thing.
God. That's proof that that OCD and ADD are fucking hereditary, yes. I'd say.
And one time I rode it, and I couldn't stop it, and I went vertically up a fence almost, and I flipped over. And it's a good thing it didn't end up blade on it, because I would have been in bad shape.
You would have fallen into the blade. You would have been done. Hands goddamn down. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know why we don't throw the old things out, but I mean, maybe I do. Maybe it's a little bit of a sentimental thing to keep, you know, something that your great-grandfather used and something that has been in the family like that. I mean, are you the type that would hang on to something just because it was used by someone that you never knew?
Yeah, absolutely. I've never seen any of my grandfathers, so whenever, you know, when my grandmother was still alive and then she'd pull something out from, you know, wherever – and say, this is your grandfather's, I'd actually have to take it in my hand and feel it and smell it because I knew that my grandfather touched this. And
what, you would smell it?
Sure, why not?
Like, what kind of stuff would you smell? What is it?
Like a wallet or something like
that.
Oh,
my God, that's been by your grandfather's ass for like 70 years, and then it's been hanging out in some fucking drawer somewhere, and you're sniffing it. What are you expecting to smell? What exactly are you hoping to
get a whiff of a smell of him. You know what I'm saying?
And if you did, would you feel relieved that you're sniffing, you know, what's left of his ass? I mean, I don't know.
You would think of that. Only you would think of that.
Well, I guess, maybe.
Maybe he kept it in his front pocket. Oh.
yeah, now you're smelling 1920 scrote. Fucking amazing. I don't know, Frank. I could understand the looking through the things. Like, with me, I like to see this stuff. I mean, if I found a wallet that belonged to someone that I never met, I would look through it and I'd see, like, business cards or old credit or receipts or something like that, whatever they had in there. And then I would try to envision the reason why it was put there. Because I have my wallet. It's a fucking, you know, it's filled with fucking receipts and all this garbage and shit.
You got a Velcro wallet.
I don't. I have a leather wallet. But I have it's filled like George Costanza's wallet. And it's disgusting. But I have all those things in there for, you know, at the time that I put in there, I had a reason. I had some kind of a thought in my head that said, okay, I might need this, and it's in there. And what interests me about looking through these old things is maybe I can discover or come up with or theorize why they have those things in there. And through that, maybe I get an impression of what the person might have been like. But you need physical cues. You need some kind of a smell. You need a feel. You need to rub on it. You need to put it on your face. You need to sleep with it under your shirt. Like, you need very tactile senses. You need to hands-on experience.
Person.
Yeah, that's what you think. I like to imagine and think.
I love looking at old picture. I mean, even other people's old photographs. I remember, I think I was visiting your abode one time, and you had old photographs, and I was, you know, I was asking you, who is this, who's that? I find a lot of interest in, because I say to my, I look at, go and I try to go back in time and think of, you know, what it was like to be in that photograph, you know?
you know what you should do is create some kind of a collection of photos that you put yourself into. Like, literally with Photoshop, and then and try and invent a storyline for you being there.
One time, my grandmother, they both passed away, like in the late 1990s.
Okay.
This is a, you know, not really anyway, but she there was a picnic basket. She found a picnic basket. Now this is, no, mind you, she's like in
was
her late.
It, was
her
this Grandma Yogi? What the fuck? Why are they just coming across fucking picnic baskets?
I guess she had an old cellar, and she was cleaning out stuff, and there was a picnic. This is a God's honest true story. I swear on my entire family.
Okay.
There was a picnic basket. Now remember, she's like in her like 92 or 93. Her husband died like maybe like 40 years prior to that in the 1950s. And this was the famous. There was a story about that. There was a famous Easter basket. One time my grandmother described that my grandfather, when they first got married, put the Easter basket around his erect penis.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And was walking around the house with it.
No, this is fucking bullshit.
I swear on my family, may they drop dead tonight. I swear to God.
Your grandmother fucking described a fucking sexual gag that he used to play on her?
Yeah. So I actually got to see the actual basket that
did you feel it? Did you feel the handle?
In that situation.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Frank has been disconnected. Wait, go back, Frank. We kind of lost you for a second there.
Oh, okay. I guess he would walk around, you know, like when they were younger and first married, he would walk around the house with that picnic basket handle around his pecker.
So what I wanted to know is, did you have any thought in your head that you wanted to maybe lift up the basket with your hands and maybe rub your lips under the top of the pecker?
No,
right
no.
Just right under the top of the head. Go.
No.
You know where nobody cleans if they clean a basket?
No.
But did you pick it up and handle it?
I picked up the basket part. I didn't pick up the handle.
So you were grossed out, even though he'd been dead 40, 50 years.
I don't know if, I mean, how could I I don't think I was grossed out. I mean, it was my grandfather. It was like, you know, 50 years ago, you know?
I mean, I don't know. What's worse? I mean, you know, sniffing a wallet that spent a lifetime near somebody's balls or ass, or, you know, maybe sniffing the handle of an Easter basket you knew was on an erect cock. I don't know. Which one's worse? Or eating the candy that was in that fucking basket. Who received this basket after this? Who did he give this to?
I don't know. I didn't, you know, like I said, this is like going 15 years ago now when you know, so I don't know.
So how old were you when your grandmother told you that Grampy would pull his trousers down.
This was a well-known, he
would tug on his penis, make it stiff, and put the basket on top of his penis.
Well, this was a well-known story throughout my family. It was always a running joke.
So
you know,
it's a part of...
We would always make fun of her about it. Everybody knew, all the grandchildren knew this story. And so it was always the... We'd always kid her about it. And I think she must have told somebody in confidence one time. And then, you know, somebody told somebody else and this and that. And then word spread. And then she never denied it. So, you know...
I would love it if it was a 50-year game of telephone, where him ejaculating on the sides of the bottom part of the basket became him hanging it from his erect dick, so that somehow, some way, there's a path to you grabbing your great grandfather's or grandfather's jizz. I don't know. I'd be so amused at that.
And I saw a picture of my grandfather like back in like the 40s or so, and his ball sack was hanging so low.
What the fuck?
It was
what do
almost
you mean?
Down to his fucking knees, and I think he may have had a boner in that picture.
How are you seeing his ball sack?
His fucking... He had the kind of bathing suits they wore in the 1920s? They were like one pieces. Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, well, like the singlet.
Yeah.
Like basically like a woman's one piece, but with legs on it.
And his pecker was so tucked down that it was literally like almost halfway down his thigh, almost just the way it looked. I'm not saying his dick was that big. I'm just saying the way the picture looked. But then, of course, it's the same guy who wore a three-piece suit to the Asbury Park. So, you know, what can you do?
Well, I mean, if you have any similar family memories or family stories, feel free to call the show. The number is 316-768-4472. We'd love to hear from you. Frank, who apparently had some kind of germ freak family lore that his grandfather used to dangle Easter baskets from his large, erect old man cock on Easter Sunday. A really good way to commemorate the resurrection, I would say. Really good. So you found this old picture, and you're fascinated by these things because of the situation. You want to put yourself in the situation. How were you putting yourself in a situation with a guy in a bathing suit with his penis clearly visible? I mean, your eyes just focused right on the guy's fucking piece.
No. In situations like that, you know, you see people on the beach in their heavy wool clothing, and you try and go back in time, and women would wear, you know, like these long dresses and everything, and you go back in time and you try to think, you know, what was it like, you know, to be on that beach at that time? You know, was the beach cleaner? Was it, you know?
And this is something you enjoy doing?
Look, yes, I like to go and like almost. Take myself into another place and pretend as though I'm actually in that photograph.
All right, here's the deal. For next week or whenever you come across one of these, if you're listening to this right now, send an old family picture of yourself or your family, whatever, some kind of ancient photo that you happen to have to djnewstyle@gmail.com. Send it to djnewstyle@gmail.com. Old family photos, you know, the creepy ones where everybody's all dressed up. They're stacked, left to right from shortest to tallest. They're at the beach wearing suits, as we've mentioned several times before. All those types of things. Send them over to me, djnewstyle@gmail.com, and I'm going to have Frank review them. And we'll put them on the newly relaunched Hear Us Talk blog, which is blog.hearustalk.com. We're going to try to get more content on there from all the shows. So we'll see what we can do with that. Frank, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. Alright, hold on. The following song is an example of early 1980s new wave. The song has been covered by many... oh, boy. I'm out of practice, dude. The following song has been recorded... the following song is regard... the following song has been regarded as an example of 80s... Fuck! The following song has been regarded as an example of... The following song is regarded as an example of early 1980s new wave. This song has been covered by multiple artists. That doesn't make sense. Why am I in slow mode, man? I'm in slow mode. God, my fucking balls are itching and shit. All right, hold on a second. All right, maybe we should start over again. Should I continue, just go, or what? What should I do? All right. The following song is an example of 1980s new wave. It reached numbers. Oh. The following song is an example of 1980s new wave. It reached number 65 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1982. After a 20-year hiatus, this band reunited. Fuck! The following song is an example of 1980s. The following song is a prime example of 80s new wave music. It hit number 65 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1982. After a 20-year hiatus, this band reunited in 2004 and has been on tour since. It's Scandal with Goodbye to You.
Now, DJ New Style discovers
Auto-Tune. This is my new jam. It's about time for you to hear my new message. I said I've got a new message. Don't fuck it. Don't fuck kids. Don't fuck kids. Don't fuck kids. You don't wanna touch on a little kid ass. You don't wanna touch on a little kid's butt. You don't wanna touch on a little kid's balls, nuts, dick, sack, really bad. You don't wanna touch on a little kid ass. You don't wanna touch on a little kid butt. You don't wanna touch on a little kid nutsack.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yes. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Flight of the Conchords, amazing, amazing show. Love them. They're good. Talented. Yeah, I'm just embarking on a new career, Frank. I don't know if you were familiar with this, but I'm going to be an auto-tune consultant. Apparently, Jeff from The What Show is saying I can make a great deal of money. I was watching MTV, as, you know, is what a normal 28-year-old man does when he's, you know, watching TV. MTV is the way to go. And there was a special, Frank. Are you there? Are you even there?
I am here.
There was a special where people were getting ready to go to the prom. And, you know, there's the whole asking of the prom date and buying the tickets, the tux, rental, and all that. And this one kid who looked like a longer hair, clean-shaven, pristine, obviously a badass in his own mind, not like the real pristine, obviously, decided the best move to ask this girl, who clearly saw the camera crew and every other motherfucker, you know, filming the show, was to open a Snapple and put a custom fact on there that he wrote with pen or printed out or something like that, that said, "Would you like to go to the prom with me?" And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the girl asks for a sip of his Snapple, takes it, reads the fact, and goes, "Hell yeah!" She's danced with him 4 seconds, and then, like, she said, "Do you mind if we leave early?" They left. He was pissed. And that was the end of it. But it leads me to believe that nobody really, really gets excited for the Snapple facts, which is sad because they're a huge, huge effort. I don't know, Frank. Everybody's trying to get theirs, basically. They have their thing that gets them going. This guy apparently wanted to hook up via beverage. Maybe that's just his thing. Are you familiar with fetishes?
I am.
You are. I am. So fetishes, Frank. What do you think of when you hear the word fetish?
A fetish is something that you get turned on by that is not necessarily a sexual part of your body. Is that pretty much what it comes down to?
I don't know. I think it's just something that does it for you. Like, people have fetishes of watching people step on balloons. Just really real things, specific things that kind of turn you on and do that for you. Now, you were telling me all, like, you know, we show prep, and there every now and then a fetish comes up where you ask me if I was aware of something, and surprisingly, there are quite a few that I'm unaware of. And you told me that you've compiled a list, and I don't know exactly where you're going with this. Could you please
a little guessing game, if you will?
A little bit of a guessing game, indeed.
Yes. Yes.
So what did you have in mind? How are we going to work this one?
Well, I was wondering if I could give you the name and you could tell me exactly what the fetish Ooh. Is, or if you were even aware of such a fetish.
Okay, and I'm guessing we have a guest here.
Yes, we do.
Naturally, whenever there's anything sexual or you know, masturbatory, we go to our buddy, Ed McGrath. Ed, how you
Ed
doing?
Ed who?
Ed McGrath.
Ed the Masturbator McGrath.
You don't
What's
even,
up?
Here's,
Edward.
Here's the deal. You don't even stick to your fucking promises. Where Ed, didn't he say he was gonna abandon the Masturbator?
I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought so. But I have one for him. I can't say his last name because you know he's crazy. But I'm gonna start calling him Frank the Fornicator.
Frank the Fornicator Germ Freak. Why is he the Fornicator?
Well, he likes to boast about
Now I have a feeling he's going to be embarrassed here, but yeah, Frank, I want to tell you something. Every now and then, and I'm not going to name names, but you've commented on people. You've commented on people that boast their sexual escapades with their loved ones. You've complained about this, yet you seem to. Every now and then, say, you know, talk about how good something was. Every now and then.
Well, listen, when you get to my age, you gotta, you know, brag about stuff like that once in a while. The fact that I could even still do it.
I mean, I guess, you know, your family's known for bragging. I mean, 80-year-old grandpa decides to show off his ability to keep an erection.
Frank, yeah. Did you ever try to reenact that?
No, I did not.
Frank, would you reenact it on the show for a handsome sum of $5,000?
No.
Wow, really?
Would you?
No. So, Ed, here we are. We have Frank's guessing game. And Frank's going to ask the fetish. I guess, are we to both guess at this, or are we going to take turns, Frank?
Sure, I guess.
Run the show. Run the show.
I guess we could. I mean, do you want to do it where, I mean, there's only about seven or eight of them, you know.
Sure. Okay, just make a decision and go with it. Run the game show.
Okay. Ed.
Yes.
What is axialism? Axialism. A-X-I-L-L-I-S-M. Axialism.
I'm going to have to say, and this is a total guess, something to do with the fetish of the anus.
Ken, your guess is
I
what?
I know what axialism is.
Okay.
And I want you to think of the word axle, okay? A socket joint, a joint for a main limb, which when you have a limb, you have a pit. Axialism is a fetish or sexual act involving the armpits.
Now, I'm assuming the man sticks his erect hard penis underneath the armpit of the woman and then proceeds to go in and out. Is that what it comes down to?
I mean, I think you could do it a number of ways. Maybe you just battering ram into the center of the fucking armpit. I don't know. But I think treating the armpit and arm and body like an upside down fucking taco shell probably is how it would work out.
Have you ever heard of this before, this type of fetish, Ed?
No.
Ed, okay. I got to tell you.
Ed, you're
wrong.
You're not living, Ed. You're not living good. Listen to me.
You're not living until you've thought about banging an armpit, apparently. That's
There's plenty of other good places to stick it in.
So I'm right, and Ed, you are wrong. Okay. Let's go with the next one here, Frank.
Okay. Emetophilia. Emetophilia.
How do you spell it?
Emetophilia.
Ed, take it. What do you think?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm going to say that emetophilia, since it's E-M-M-E-T?
Yes.
Okay. It's a fear. It's a fear of the 91 Dallas Cowboys, especially their run game. Because you're deathly afraid of Emmett Smith, and you just can't fucking help but ejaculate whenever you see fucking Madden 92 be played. I don't know. What is it, Frank? I have no idea.
This is something...
Both of us, by the way, incorrect answers. Continue.
This is something I never knew existed until now. Arousal from vomiting or watching somebody vomit.
Oh, like emit.
See, have you ever heard of this?
I know that people are turned on by this type of thing. I've never heard of...
Are you turned on by it?
By vomiting? No.
Or watching somebody vomit?
No, not at all. In fact, it's interesting to watch. I'm not going to go and look up clips on TubeBait or Pornhub of somebody dumping fucking Panera soup into a ladle and scooping it into another person's mouth. I'm not gonna watch it. I don't like vomit. I'm not Japanese.
Ed, I know you're a bit of a deviant. Are you into this type of arousal?
No, it's more of a comedy thing, I think. I've seen a couple of videos. I've come across some chick blowing a guy, and then either from the smell or from drunkenness, she vomits all over the penis. But no.
Did that ever happen to a girl that was sucking your dick?
Oddly enough, no.
I see.
I did have someone run off the bed. This is while I was having sex. This wasn't oral sex.
Wow, really, Ed? They ran away?
Yeah, they had to run into the bathroom and throw up.
Jesus.
But not in
how
the
was
bed.
That, how was that for your self-esteem?
You know what? I give myself a lot of credit for this. She came back. Probably only about 45 seconds later, and I was able to finish. So that's all I care about.
Did she ask if she could use you as a fucking reference on a resume?
No.
Tremendous work ethic. Yes, she did perform said services. What's the next one, Frank?
Okay. Nasophilia. Nasophilia.
And who? Who answers?
This is for Kenny.
Naso. I'm saying it has something to do with the nose. Now, and listen to me. I don't exactly know what it has to do, but I have a feeling that this is a fetish where it involves wanting to shove your penis into a nostril and ejaculating into somebody's sinuses. Nose
Ed?
Fucking. Nose
Ed?
Fucking.
Ed?
I think that's very similar, but I'm going to guess inserting the nose into the vagina or the anus.
Okay. Now, I guess it's not as bad as that. It's simply the arousal from sight, touch, licking, or sucking of a partner's nose.
Oh, who would fucking suck on a nose?
That's weird.
That's fucking, by the way, we just cited examples where somebody was using a nose as a vagina, and where somebody was shoving a nose into an ass. But sucking on a nose, that's gross. That's beyond fucking, anything I'd want to hear. Yeah, completely gross. And yeah, both of us, complete wrong answers. Oh yeah, Eddie Chang is citing, blackheads and grease. That's the kind of thing they must be into. Frank, would you ever see yourself sucking on a nose?
Never.
Have you ever been turned on or aroused by a nose?
No, but, and I hope this isn't off, you don't feel comfortable for me saying this, but you have said that you do like crooked noses.
Let me tell you something. I am attracted, and it's not an always case. It's like, people like blondes and brunettes. Well, if a girl has a slightly askew nose where it's a little fucked up or something, I don't know. I don't necessarily mind that. I don't mind it. Do I seek it out? Do I always need a girl to have a fucking beat up schnoz? No, I don't. But I don't mind it. I don't know why. And Amanda doesn't have a crooked nose. Amanda has a perfect nose.
Now, who's Amanda?
Now, Amanda's my girlfriend, Frank. It's nice of you to ask every week. What's the next one, Frank?
Okay, let's see what we got here.
What is it we're playing, by the way? You want to reset every now and then.
What we're doing is we're matching bizarre sex acts with its name.
Okay. Let's do it. What's the next one?
Taphrophilia.
Taphrophilia?
Taphrophilia. Taphrophilia.
All right, the last one went to me. Let's throw it over to you, Ed. Taphrophilia.
The fear of, I'm going to guess the fear of having anal sex. They don't want to have their ass tapped.
Ken?
Taphrophilia. I'm going to say it's some kind of a tape fetish where like people like to be wrapped in tape.
Okay. It's arousal from being buried alive.
And so I'm right.
Am I
wrong or am I right?
I see where you're going with that, of being confined.
But not specifically tape?
Right.
So I guess me and Ed are both wrong. Yeah.
I just got maybe one or two more here and we'll wrap this puppy up.
Okay, let's
put
do
a
that.
Cap on the bottle.
Sure. Okay, thanks for the pause. Can you just... You said you have only a few more. You basically just move down the list, and we'll read the next one. Go okay. ahead.
Acousticophilia. Acousticophilia. Acousticophilia.
This is a fetish that where people get aroused from murdering hippies that decide to play guitar in a fucking Starbucks. Which I've seen, by the way. I've seen a guy literally carry a guitar case into a fucking Starbucks, sit in the corner seat, and start singing and fucking playing his acoustic guitar. I understand you can fucking, you can rock out some Bon Jovi tunes, but, there are latte enthusiasts trying to use the wireless, trying to sit and relax, listen to The Loft, and fucking just zone out. They don't need to hear you fucking practice your goddamn QVC, learn to play guitar shit. Am I wrong, Frank?
No, you're not, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
No, I mean, am I wrong with my answer of
design? Oh, yes, you are wrong.
Okay. Let's throw it over to Ed. Ed, what do you think
is this? Real quickly, come on, let's...
What is it, Frank? Repeat it. Repeat it so we can
acousto,
hear it.
Acousticophilia. Acousticophilia. Now, think of the root word, acousticophilia.
You are literally murdering it, but acousticophilia or something, right?
Well, there's a C in there.
I'm going to say being turned on by the throat.
Okay, no, it's sexual stimulation or arousal from sounds such as music, verbal abuse, songs, things of that nature. Some people get turned on by listening to somebody talk a foreign language.
So I don't think I'm the only one to get one right, basically, axillism?
Yes.
Okay, that means so far I'm the champion. We have a couple more?
Two more. Okay, what is... You ready?
Yes! Come on! Jesus, we don't need a 10-second pause.
Formicophilia.
What?
Formicophilia. Formicophilia. Formicophilia.
Formicophilia is when you can only masturbate by slamming your dick into a George Foreman grill that hasn't been lubed up, that is plugged in.
Okay. Ed?
I'm going to say being turned on by someone's forearms. Maybe like Popeye had the big forearms.
Okay. Oh, it's enjoyment of the use of insects for sexual purposes.
You want to say that again?
Enjoyment of the use of insects for sexual purposes. I guess, you know, I did see a video one time where a woman put a moth inside of her vagina. and I guess it's things of that nature.
Jesus. So were we right or wrong?
You were wrong. Let's wrap this up, the last one.
Last one. This is Guess the Fetish, I guess. Do you have a name for this segment?
This is matching bizarre sex hacks with its name, as it is slowly dying.
Okay, I see you go against the standard short and rememberable name. Okay, go ahead.
Sacofricosis. Sacofricosis. Okay. S-A-C-O. F-R-I-C-O-S-I-S,
sacrofricosis. Ed is trailing, so this one's to Ty. Throw it over to Ed.
This is 10-point bonus question. This could take the game.
10 points!
Oh, well. I was going to try a funny answer, but...
Sacrofricosis.
Sacco. Go with the obvious, something with the balls. I guess fear... I guess in sexual enjoyment of having your testicles pounded.
Ken?
I'm going to say it's Sacco. I mean, by the way, I've been making outlandish guesses to hide the fact that I have no fucking clue. And honestly, with this one, I just don't have a fucking idea. So I'm gonna say Sacco. It's something with your gut. With your gut.
No. This is simply the practice of cutting a hole in the bottom of a front pant pocket in order to masturbate in public with less risk of infection.
We call that pocket pool. I didn't know it had a fucking scientific name.
Yes.
Wow, so there you go. So were we right or wrong, Frank?
All wrong. Everybody's
wrong. Have you tried that one, Frank?
Pardon me?
Have you tried that one?
No, I have not, Ed. Have you?
No.
You see, now the thing is, like, if you get caught, you just say that you cheat at golf. Because what they do is a lot of the golfers will keep an extra ball in their pocket that has a hole in it, and they drop it out wherever they stand. But now, the people, the wives and girlfriends that find cut pockets, you may have a sacrificocious guy on your hands. Who knows? He might like to take it out and just start jerking it into his fucking zipper. I mean, I don't see the fucking value, but that's how it goes. So it looks like I've defeated Ed McGrath in the first ever name or guess the fetish and or sexual delight listed by Frank game. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ed, I appreciate the call. You were soundly defeated.
Yes, I was.
As punishment, you will now be referred to once again as Ed the Masturbator McGrath.
Okay. If it has to be, it has to be.
So it is written. Thank you very much for calling in, buddy.
Later, guys.
See ya. Frank, that was a good game.
It was all right.
Let me tell you something. I didn't think much of it in the beginning, but I didn't have high hopes. I felt good about that. And you know what? occasionally I'm not always the yell and hate life and laugh at misfortune person that I make myself out to be. Every now and then I like to do things and appreciate other people and to make myself feel better. Now, just so you know, I'm not going off on some kind of a religious or charitable fucking tip. I occasionally go to this bagel place called Java Joe's. Best bagels you're going to fucking find. And I buy a dozen and I bring them into work. And I say, hey, listen, there are bagels in the kitchen. If you want one, feel free to take one. No big deal. And generally, people are pretty happy about this. You know, in an office, anything that's free generally will brighten your day a little bit. It's nice. It's something nice. And I get a little bit of a good feeling about it. But lately, I've been getting some weird responses. Now, you haven't worked in an office, is that right?
For 3 days.
For 3 days, and you decided it wasn't for you instantly.
I miss my family too much.
Now, in those 3 days, did anybody bring in anything?
No. Now, there was somebody brought in a cake one time.
Okay, that's a little different. But if they brought bagels, I'm thinking you might have stayed on for a fourth day.
Oh, absolutely.
About 3 weeks ago, and these are some of the weird responses, and I've done this a few times. About 3 weeks ago, one of the older lady coworkers that we have that does like some basic data entry stuff and you know, she does some of the, you know, the grunt work. She you know, started approaching me with a smile and I'm assuming she's gonna thank me for the bagels and instead of saying thank you, she goes, "Didn't bring enough cream cheese." Didn't bring enough cream cheese.
Oof.
So I'm thinking, okay.
I mean, here you are doing something nice, and she's already bitching about it.
Didn't bring enough cream cheese, like that. And so I see that there's like half a container left, and I'm like, okay, you know, maybe a whatever. And later on in the day, I see I go in to get my 18th cup of coffee, as is the usual, and I see her preparing another bagel. Completely fine. Eat as many as you like. I don't give a shit. But I saw her slice the thing in half to put cream cheese on it. She took the remaining fucking cream, half
Son
a fucking container.
Son of a bitch.
Emptied it out, put it on there. And she goes, "What a next time bitch. Maybe you should get two of these."
Oh.
And this is before I even decided. Man. Before I even fucking decided to be a fucking next time.
You're nice enough to bring a fucking bag of bagels. Now you gotta give her fucking spreads too? You gotta be concerned with kind of spreads?
Listen, if you bring shit in, you should be fucking treated like the hero of
Absolutely.
The day.
Absolutely!
You should be treated and put on a fucking pedestal for that fucking
when
day.
When she said it to you, you should have ordered two cream cheese.
Didn't bring enough cream cheese!
Now, what's your relationship with this person before this?
You know, chit-chat, nothing too major. She did, however, say, it'd be nice if you brought me in a breakfast sandwich one day. Out of nowhere!
Oh my God.
Out of nowhere!
Now, does this woman ever bring anything in?
Occasionally she will, but you know what? I usually see her scavenging other people's food. Now,
so why?
Now, since Frank, let me kind of, you know, divert a little bit from the topic, but since you don't work in an office, people that do know that your food that you bring in, it's fair game unless you have your name written on it. That's the thing. If you bring something in and you leave it out, or you put a note that says take, whatever, you let people know that it's there, fair game. If you write your fucking name on it, it's not to be touched. This lady is a habitual fucking name ignorer. She'll go into the goddamn refrigerator, see, here's Alex's fucking sandwich. He might not mind if I eat half. Because she didn't fucking prepare and bring food, and she doesn't have the fucking the time to go out and get fucking food at a restaurant. She'll go and eat half of somebody's fucking sandwich. It's fucking, it's irresponsible. It's fucking annoying. It's the same woman that also said that, that questioned me why I didn't bring her a fucking birthday card. She says, I wasn't going to say anything, but I noticed he didn't bring me a birthday card. I'm going to go get it on my lunch break, and I fucking never talk to her again for the rest of the week.
Did other people bring her cards?
Yeah, people did, but they didn't have to be asked. She asked me, expecting me to go and fucking run and get a card. I told her I would, and then I just never talked to her for, like, you know, 7 to 14 days.
So why don't you just do the same thing after she brings something in and bitch and complain about it?
But the thing is, it's so rare that she brings anything in. But anyway, you know, I decide, you know, even though I'm a little bit as you know, the word has become miffed about this, I decide I'm still going to do it. And about 2 weeks ago, I've been varying the days because we have different staff on some of the days, and I wanted some of the other people to enjoy the bagels as well. I mean, half of it is like, listen, I don't want my fucking favorite bagel place to go out, so maybe I turn on some more customers to it, and the place does a little better, so I can have the bagels all I want. So there's a little bit of a greedy fucking motive behind this. But also, I want to generally do something nice. So I bring it in on a Friday this time, and I don't think anything of it. I bring him in, and I go over. There's bagels here if you want one. Go ahead. I move into the next office. It's this. It's a lady in our accounting department. I said, there's bagels there again. Yeah, I brought them in again. If you want one, go ahead and take one. You know, you're getting to be a real idiot with this.
What?
And I'm fucking taken aback. I go, excuse me? In my best germ freak impression, excuse me? You're being a real idiot with this. It's Friday you're bringing them in now. They're not going to keep over the week. And I got to bag them up. And they're going to go bad. And I'm like, if they don't eat them, throw them out. I don't give a shit. Throw them out. Who cares? Oh, you're going to throw them out? Take them home. I don't want to take them home. Okay, listen. Here's the deal. I bring bagels in. Eat them or don't. I had to literally break it down and say, this free gift I'm bringing you, enjoy it if you want. That is how I had to fucking break it down to this person. Like, I don't understand how people could be so fucking, you know, basically just devoid of knowledge of how to receive something for free.
You know, you ever hear the saying, betters can't be choosers?
Betters? Did you say, you said betters can't be choosers?
Beggars.
Actually, bettors are choosers. They definitely do choose, but you know beggars cannot. That is right.
Well, there you go. This is a case in point. You know what? Take the bagels and shove it up your ass. Don't you eat them. Don't look at them. They're not for you. Next time, don't bring a bagel in for her. Bring them for everybody else except for her.
And you know what? I ate extra bagels just to make sure they were gone. I ate more. And I go, oh, it looks like they really cleared them out today. I guess so. And then after I did that, I went over to everybody else because she has her own isolated office, kind of like me. And I told everybody, I go, yeah, do you realize that? And I'm not going to say her name, but she called me an idiot for bringing bagels in. And everybody's like, wow, I would never have guessed, blah, blah, blah. And then all I hear later on is, you told them that?
Jesus Christ.
So now
you called her out, man.
Yeah,
good
did.
For you.
I did.
Don't be a pussy.
I called her out, and now I think we're at odds. Because when I brought him in again, I make a point of going to her and saying, I brought the bagels again. If you want one, you can have one. She goes, do what you want. Do what you want. I go, really? No, if you want one, go ahead and take one. It's fine. It's fine. Like that. Like I need her fucking permission. I mean,
you don't
honestly
need shit from that lady.
I don't. You know what, Frank? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right on this. And not only that, the bringing of the food in, it's the goddamn discourteous actions, like taking the half the goddamn cream cheese that's there, putting it on one fucking bagel, and the worst offense, Frank, the worst offense. If you decide you're not hungry enough and you only want half a bagel, fine. No skin off my ass. No skin off my fucking ass. If you think for a fucking second that half a bagel entails you taking the top half with all the fucking toppings, you're out of your fucking mind. What is an everything if it doesn't have the fucking everything on it? It's a fucking plane. This fucking... The woman with the cream cheese. I'm just gonna have half a bagel. I looked over there. Fucking the bottom of a bagel. The bagel she took was the cheddar cheese bagel, only designated as cheddar cheese because there's cheddar cheese melted on the top.
What a son of a bitch.
So there's a little fucking plain, worthless, thin ring of bagel with maybe like the little shreds of cheese around.
It's almost like the muffin stump, almost.
although, nothing like that because the muffin stump is delicious. It's cake. Wow. It's fucking cake. This is just a worthless, dry, fucking plain thing, whatever. So I see this, and I'm thinking, okay, whatever. You know, nothing I can fucking do. Someone will eat it eventually. I come back in to get my, you know, like 2 cups of coffee later. I see there's a fucking other one. Now it's in everything. She did the same fucking thing to an everything. Took the top with all the poppy seeds, the salt, and the garlic and shit. Took it and left the worthless fucking plain. Now there's two little bottom half plain things. You can put it together and have the world's shittiest fucking embarrassing bagel. And I don't know how to fucking tell you people, if you want a half bagel, don't cut it horizontally. Cut it from the fucking top so that you get equal amount of shit bottom and delicious top.
Now, are these bagels already sliced for you or no?
No, they're not pre-sliced. They're not. You don't get pre-sliced bagels. You go to a nice bagel shop, you're going to get them right out of the fucking oven.
Right. GMAB. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, what's GMAB?
No, just GMAB. I mean, you know.
I don't understand what you're doing. What's GMAB?
It's, you know, give me a break. What are you talking about? JSYK. What's the problem?
What's JSYK?
Just so you know. And next time,
what the fuck are you doing? Why are you speaking in acronyms?
Next time she brings that up about the saving the bagels, you say to her NMP.
No. I don't say the. Are you using fucking like online acronyms?
YKIMS.
What's that one?
You know, it makes sense.
Okay, level with me. Why are you doing this?
I'm just trying to save time so you can, you know, in case there's other stuff you want to talk about, that's all.
Are these things that you've learned in, like, chat rooms and instant messaging and all that shit and text messaging?
You know, I've learned it passing by. Let me tell you what it's called. It's called internet slang, my friend. Maybe you've heard
internet chat speak.
Chat speak.
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Okay. I'm going to utilize it in my verbal communication as well in order to save time. When I speak with people.
Give me an example.
It's AI. Think about it.
I don't know what that means. Is that a stock symbol? Is it an airline? Is it an airport? Is it a fucking self-help program? What are you fucking detailing?
I'm telling you what's going on, you know?
What's TAI?
DYK. I mean, if DYK, you'll find out after a while, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ.
I've heard people do this.
WOE.
Why have you decided to take this into your everyday speech now?
Listen, I want to. People are always in a rush. They always got things to do. Why clutter up with useless words and sentences when we can just have nothing but shorthand verbal communication? And that's what I'm bringing to the forefront of the community.
Well, I mean, it was invented because people don't like typing. And you can generally figure it out when it's typed. But when you're saying things, it's going to require people to say, what does that mean? And then you're going to have to end up saying the whole thing anyway. So you're saying the acronym, you're waiting for them to ask, what does that mean? And then you have to say the answer, and then you have to wait for them to say, oh, okay. And then you move on. You're creating so much fucking work to say four words.
Hey, you know what? AFAICS, it's going to go a long way.
SMFD. FF. That suck my fucking dick, fuckface. It's the worst, Frank. This is the worst idea you've ever had in your life. Where did you... Is it your kids? Are your kids saying OMG? Is that what it is? Where did you get this? What?
AFAIK, as far as I know.
Oh, my God. So as far as you know, it's your kids.
Yes.
It could be more far-reaching than this, but you're not sure.
Listen, AFAIC... I'm going to continue doing this, and I don't care if you like it or not.
No, stop it. I can't. Literally, you're going to cause me to drive down to your fucking house and burn it. if you keep speaking to me in internet acronyms, I will contemplate setting fire to your home. I'll put it out, but I'm really thinking of causing destruction to something.
I see.
It's so fucking maddening right now.
I see.
By the way, I don't endorse setting fire to buildings ever. Not a good idea. Not a good idea, you internet people. OMG, ROFL, SMFCFF. Frank, I don't know. What is it? Why have you gotten into this?
Heard of OMG,
sure.
And LOL. nowadays more and more people are utilizing what I like to call chat speak in their everyday lives, and I'm going to do that as well. And I would wish everybody would join the bandwagon and continue this.
Well,
AIUI, this is going to be the taking over of the world.
This is horrible. I want to let you know it's horrible. It's annoying, and it's never going to take off. Just because your daughters are saying OMG, and you occasionally hear some fat, ironic, tea-wearing coffee house nerd say LOL when, you know, referring to fucking graphic novels, doesn't mean that you should be fucking doing this every fucking day of your life. It's no good. It's no good, Frank.
So it's not a good idea to bring this to verbal communication?
No, it's not. I don't know why you're doing it now. It's probably the worst idea I've ever heard.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you a big chat speak person when you're texting people?
You know what? That's a good question. I am absolutely not. I can't fucking stand the idea that people are so fucking lazy they can't type, ha. It's the easiest way to fucking show laughter. You have to go and type fucking four letters, raffle or LOL, OLOL. And it ends up just being fucking, just type ha.
Now let me ask you a question. This is something I discovered from you probably about 2 years ago, and once you made your point, I never utilized this acronym again.
But tonight you've decided to start speaking in acronyms that no one knows.
Well, listen.
So you're saying that you used to LOL, right?
Before I met you, I did. But you told me that you never use LOL. And I don't know if you want to describe your reasoning or
LOL is probably the most firm evidence that you would ever need that you are a homosexual. If you
type
and also fake laughing like that. That makes you gay. That makes you gay. But just type ha. Or you know what? Now it used to be ha. Used to be. That was enough. But now you have to you had to string out the ha's. After that, you had to make a fucking mile long ha just to satisfy somebody's fucking poor self image when they send you a link to some blog thing or whatever. It has to be ha 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 fucking 89 letters long. Otherwise, they're gonna feel like you didn't really mean it. And you know what? I will just type ha if I don't look at something, and they'll go, "Did you like that? Yeah, man, that was really funny." Ha.
That's funny because you said that to me a lot.
Yeah, I also typed to you H-E-H, which is the worst. That means, like, it was, listen, I don't want to hurt your feelings. It sucked.
That's almost like saying,
but I just want you to move on.
But listen to me.
Now,
there were times where you utilized LOL when you first started out. Isn't that correct?
No, I never did. Never. I absolutely never did. You can't find a time. If you could have records of everything I've typed, LOL has only been typed ironically. That's it. But now, ha isn't enough. And strings of ha isn't enough. Now you have to basically just make like you're losing your mind at what's transpiring. You just have to punch the fucking keys and type ASDJ space semicolon and just fucking hit enter a million times. The more scrolly lines you put into the room, the funnier it is. So
now, let me ask you a question. When you're doing that pounding of the keyboard, are you legitimately laughing?
It's a good point. Yeah. At this point, I am. Here's the deal. I like to keep at least one indication that I find something genuinely funny.
Okay.
It's like, I'm actually laughing loudly. I'm audibly laughing is when I'm mashing on keys and just hitting enter. If I type ha, okay. Yeah, maybe I went to the site. Maybe I didn't. If I type ha 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 ha, I didn't laugh loudly. But I acknowledge that it's funny. I don't know. People will just fucking pretend that they're having a heart attack over the most unfunny shit. Like, they'll see that fucking badger, 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 snake, snake. And they're just ah, JRQ, colon, angle bracket. It's just fucking awful. And people always want to exaggerate. They always want to make fucking people feel good. And then it invalidates the method of saying something was funny. Now, I don't know how we get on this fucking topic, Frank. But I'm glad we did. Now, what do you do when you laugh? But I mean, you can't even laugh correctly
First of all,
in
I
real
have
life.
Never, I have never utilized in my life. I've never utilized the ROFL. I've never utilized that.
That's probably the gayest.
I've never utilized LMAO either. Never, 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 never.
Because why would you ever laugh your ass off?
Yes.
Yeah. Typically, that's like older people will use that now.
I do the ha ha's, and then when I'm really find it funny, I start pounding the keyboard, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Now, if I think that somebody says something that I don't think is very funny, there's a couple of us that have a little inside joke where we type LOL in the room.
Yeah.
And that means that we're
– that's very sarcastic.
Right. We're laughing at you. We're not laughing at your story. Now, we're laughing at you.
We're kind of breaking the code here. This is like okay. Like when that masked magician started doing all the tricks on Fox.
Yes.
He started just tearing down all kinds of barriers that were up since the 20s. But now – if we type one period into a chat room, it's like this. I can't even explain how horrific this is. I just can't fucking explain how bad this is. But anyway, Frank, the thing is, I agree. I agree. Keep something sacred. Now, why don't we take another break? Just a quick
sounds
one.
Sounds good.
I need to. I'm ROFLing here. This is amazing. And you know what? One more thing about this. You know what killed all these methods of laughing in text?
What's that?
Video chat. Because you would see somebody typing ROFL, punches, and then their fucking face would be, it looked like their fucking grandmother died. It's just like stone face in a video cam, and they're mashing on keyboards, typing ha 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 ha, and their face is just fucking fixed. And they're saying, yeah, that's funny, it's really funny. And their fucking mouth doesn't even move. Fucking frauds. If you're gonna raffle, then raffle for real. It's the DJ New Style Show, and hear us talk. And if you're gonna raffle, just swallow pills until you don't wake up anymore. Thank you. HearUsTalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
And now, DJ New Style discovers...
Auto-tune!
Yeah, this one is a special one with a message for all y'all, yeah.
Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children, they can't accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Even if they're your best friend, they shouldn't fuck children. I told this one bitch, hey, I ain't gonna fuck a kid today. No way, cause you know I had one yesterday. Ha ha, I only laughed cause I missed her. Hey, I know I'm gonna have to find a kid and kiss her on the face. Wait, no, that's just my load that I blew on her face. It's not cupcake frosting. I'm not costing you any money by fucking your kid. But honey, let me just do what I did. Fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children, they can't accommodate your adult cock. Don't fuck children, they don't deserve it. Don't fuck children, even if they're your best friends.
I'm D.
DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're going to be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together, post images, play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show. Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. That's DJNewStyleShow.com. Download every episode we've ever done. Subscribe to our podcast. We've got some sample clips on there. We've got some stuff for you. You'll probably enjoy it, or you won't, and you're an extreme asshole, and you should die. Go to HeroesTalk.com every Monday and Thursday. That's for Best in Show. Actually, just go for Thursdays for a little while. They're taking Mondays off for a few weeks. That's Best in Show, BestinShowRadio.com, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern on HeroesTalk.com. They'll be back on Mondays, believe me. They're just taking a couple weeks off. That's all. Just taking a couple weeks off. Frank, how was your break? I hope you did a lot. It was only a couple minutes.
Yeah, I pretty much sit in the spot that I'm at now.
That's good. Yeah, so did I. Wasn't really much of a break. I didn't get to urinate or anything like that. But, you know, I did hear some stuff that I wanted to run by you. You had mentioned that you're into presidential history. You're into American history. You like to hear about presidents. Now, how concerned are you with money when it comes to the design of the bills, the amount of the currency? How concerned are you with this?
Well, as you know, before money was divvied out by the federal government, each bank issued its own money. So you could have a bank ABC money, and that's how it was.
Really? Okay. So yes. I actually wasn't aware of that.
Now, what you have when these new dollar bills money came out, it almost looked like it was fake with the big pictures and everything. The faces were not centered, and it didn't look like it was real money.
Really? Interesting.
I'm saying, when the new money came out with the big president's heads that were slightly off center, didn't it look like it was fake money at first?
I mean,
because you're used to the old money.
I mean, yeah, I didn't think of it that way, but people were saying that. They're like, oh, it looks too fake. It looks too fake. But honestly, what were you carrying before? Another fucking rectangle with a picture of a president. Now, what a lot of people are doing, I guess designers that are out of work, are beefing up their portfolios with proposals for redesigning the money. And there's one designer that I came across. I was on Tumblr, and I saw this fucking link. Well, by the way, links that we talk about we'll be posting on the Hear Us Talk blog. Go to blog.hearustalk.com, and you can check them out after the show or while you're listening to the podcast. This one is Michael Tiznik, and he's basically – he went through and redesigned a bunch of bills, planned out a whole thing, and honestly, it looks good. Did you get a chance to take a look at these, Frank?
Yes. He wants to eliminate certain things and change the presidents around.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, he wants to add a brightly colored, varying width, holographic strip on every bill. He wants to like make it look really flashy and official, and I guess he thinks that the hologram is the best way to do that. So apparently he's seen an Upper Deck baseball card from 1992 and has decided to run with that. So it's amazing. But what he's also doing is he's eliminating the one. And well, the $2 bill, not that anybody really has too many of them. He's eliminating the penny, and he's eliminating Alexander Hamilton. So in his plan, Washington's going to be on the 5, Lincoln on the 10, Jefferson on the 20, Jackson on the 50, and he's keeping Franklin on the $100 bill. But he's putting Grant on a new bill he's decided to create in his whole plan, the $200 bill. Now, How do you feel about this, Frank? Would this upset your balance?
Well, there's been talk, a lot about the elimination of the dollar bill and the penny.
Yeah.
But how would we go about living without those two monetary devices?
You just don't fucking worry about it. Fuck you. Round up, round down. That's it. No more fucking pennies. Fuck pennies.
I honestly don't know.
I have no idea. I think as long as there's physical money, there's going to have to be a penny, in my estimation.
I feel that we should eliminate Grant. Don't put Grant anywhere because he was nothing but an alcoholic.
So you are in favor of shifting around the people in the bills that are currently there?
I a little bit. You know, you got to listen. You got. I think Washington should be at the top. Washington is the first foremost. He should be the highest monetary dollar amount.
Oh, by the way, the eliminate.
I think the less popular the president, the lower the money.
I just want to say, hold on a second. I just want to say one thing. He's eliminating the dollar bill, but he's putting more emphasis on the dollar coin, and he's also proposing a $2 coin.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
So, but anyway. You want Washington to be paramount. So, like, if there's a $200 bill, he should be on that.
Yes. And the least popular the president, like, for example, Grant, I think we should put him on the penny.
But now, isn't it more of a tribute to put somebody on the money that'll be more circulated? Like, there's more $1 bills.
Well, they're thinking about getting rid of the penny. So, what's the point?
I'm not necessarily saying the penny. I'm saying the lowest bill is seen by more people. You see more of them in your lifetime than you're going to see a $500 bill or a $200 bill.
That is true. That is true.
So more exposure is granted to the more popular president.
Right.
Now, should there be a minimum fucking position? I mean, like, honestly, it puzzled me that Ben Franklin and Alexander Hamilton were on the money as a kid because I always thought, okay, presidents. And then I'm like, well, what president was Alexander Hamilton? And then, you know, he's just the fucking Secretary of the Treasury. Granted, he was the first one, but should there be a minimum level of notoriety? Like, if we create a new system with more modern-day heroes, are we going to have fucking actors on there?
How would you feel about putting more recent presidents on the money, like having a Reagan dollar or a George W. Bush nickel?
Reagan, I would say definitely. George W. Bush, not a popular president. Not really popular at all. I don't think he should be on. I think
we should put him on a $2 bill.
I think that's a gross understatement. So you think it's a real fuck you to be on the least circulated bill?
Yes, yes. Put him on the $2 bill.
No, well, I mean, Thomas Jefferson's on the $2 bill. Do you think that's where he should be?
I think Jefferson should be a higher ranked than the $2 bill. Yeah.
This is a Dong Song or whatever, or no, I'm sorry, Spickle is saying that Obama is going to be on a bill one day. And I think that's really cute to say now that everybody thinks he's indestructible and he can just fucking tear buildings down by urinating on it and his dreams build cities and his just winking an eye creates a rainbow. I think everybody loves him right now, and it's amazing. But I don't necessarily think that you can say that he's going to be on the money at this point. You just fucking can't. You have to let time pass. They didn't make the decision to have Washington on the dollar bill when Washington was in office. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they did. But I'm just guessing that they didn't.
Do you know that George Washington was the president who wanted to be named the thing Mr. President?
I have no idea what the fuck you just said right now. I ain't know what the fuck you said, little kid.
Well, when George Washington first became president, people didn't know what to call him. So he's the one who created the title Mr. President.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right, fine. That makes sense. I mean, if it had gone on to another president.
Originally they wanted to call him, you know, they wanted to make Excellency. Him a king. Yes, Excellency King, something of a royal thing, but he's saying to everybody, listen, we the reason we fought this was to not have this whole fucking royalty. So why would you want to bring it back?
Frank, is Luke awake?
No.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say you could bring him down and have him listen to the show because this is something he might learn in his fucking school lesson tomorrow.
I apologize. I'm sorry I get a little rambunctious
You know, we're teaching, American history that's good for four-year-olds. It's okay. It's the DJ New Style show. I don't know, Frank. Do you think we're going to ever be without physical money? Do you think we're going to not have bills and coins one day? Do you think we can get away from that?
I think we'll just have cards with scanning things on them, and we could just scan our, you know, and then you have to refill them every so often, sort of like a Starbucks card.
Well, wow, that's the way to go. Not a debit card. The first thing that comes to your mind is a fucking coffee house gift program, the gold card, the rewards card. No. Yeah, the card is the easy move, but, like, people are theorizing that, like, oh, it'll be a chip embedded in your fucking hand, and you just wave it over fucking registers and fucking things eject, and I don't know. I think people like to get away from themselves a little bit when they theorize about the future.
If your girlfriend gave birth to a baby and you were married, and you know, just assuming you were married, and they were put a chip in the baby, prevent the baby if he ever got lost or stolen. Would you be for that?
I didn't even do it for my dog. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, you kind of have to think of the long-term fucking effects of having a radio signal, you know, next to the kid's fucking brain for his whole life. Like, what kind of a fucking tumor is going to develop around that fucking chip?
Well, they could put it in his ass.
Well, that's good. Put it in the place where cancer's most likely to happen, the colon. That's perfect. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Listen, what do you, this is obviously a totally different conversation, but let me ask you a question.
Okay.
As a kid, how fun was it to go to the car wash?
The car wash was one of the fucking best things ever. It was a mystery. And you know what? You knew when you went to a shitty car wash. Like, oh, we're going to this one? They don't even have the hula things. Or the little pine trees that spin.
Oh.
You wanted a long car wash ride as a kid.
Oh, you want that fucking thing to go on and on and
yeah.
on and on.
And you know what? You wanted to kind of in the back of your mind have a thought like, I don't know if we're going to get out of this fucking thing. I don't know if we're going to make it out alive.
Now, the most disappointing car wash is the car wash where you don't stay inside the car as you go through.
Oh, that's the worst.
This is the car wash where the guy tells you to get out of the car and you walk down this alley watching your car being washed.
It's the worst.
It's awful. It was so disappointing when that happened. Why can't we just stay in the car? Why can't you stay in the car?
I mean, maybe they don't have the right insurance or something like that, but it's disappointing. And you know what? Maybe it's a really short car wash where you can see daylight going in. When you can see daylight going into the fucking car wash, you know it's a shitty one. Because
you want to feel like
you can't get out.
Yeah, you want to feel like trapped.
But you want to feel like it's good that you have this fucking, you know, Baby Ruth bar and a fucking half of a Mountain Dew because you might need it to survive. There's all kinds of shit, all fucking soap raining down on your mom's fucking Pontiac Grand Am, and there's fucking soap and wax being thrown all about. You don't know if the fucking window's gonna break and you're gonna drown. Like it's a little frightening, but it's fucking exciting.
And there's the one point when when you're about to get out, there's this big machine type of thing that you look, you're gonna just hit right, and that's when
and you're like, exactly. Holy shit, the fucking wipers are gonna go, and the things are moving up and it's fucking phenomenal. But when you have poor suction on that, letdown, big letdown. And then what are you greeted to? You're greeted to the Portuguese guys with the dirty rags. They always want that dollar. Always. They never dry your car completely. They never they always leave streaks.
Absolutely.
You don't give them a dollar, they'll remember you for the rest of your life. You didn't give them a dollar once, they'll never forget you.
And
they'll purposely leave your car wet so it streaks.
The worst is when you go to those fucking gas station car washes because you're in and out of there in a split second.
Where they change your oil in the middle of it.
Free car wash with a change of the oil.
Yeah.
But yeah, you always wanted to go to that real long. The longer the car wash, the better. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you'd like crack a window open just to see what we would like for some of the water to trickle in. You know what I mean?
I never had the balls to open up the window. I thought like either one, my dad's going to just, you know, lose his top. And fucking, you know, just completely yell. Or two, we know we might fucking die. We might die as a kid. That's what it was. I don't know, Frank. It was exciting. Well, now why are you bringing up a car wash?
Because I went to a car wash today, and I was disappointed because, you know, I wasn't familiar with the area I was in, and my car was dirty, and I was hoping to get that sense of being trapped.
Yeah.
And as soon as I pull up, the guy's like, all right, step out of the car. And I was like, ugh,
oh, my
fucking
God.
Waste.
Yeah, it is a waste. It really is. And I kind of wonder, like, you know, that whole fucking big procedure of lining up on the chain, little to the right, little to the left, like, really, once you get on the fucking thing, you get on the fucking thing. It pulls you through, and then you're to the other side. It's not any big fucking trick. You're not going to be careened to the fucking side of it. Stop acting like it's a fucking science
to
line me up.
And what about the do-it-yourself car washes that are open all night usually? You go to these bays.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. What's it?
Car wash. Where you go? Like you have bays.
I don't know. I've never been to one. Can you explain it?
It's like a brick building or so with different bays.
Okay, I would assume it was a brick building. That is a detail you could have left out. Instead, details about how the business works.
You drive through a little tunnel, and it has the power washer. It has the hose, and you can wash your car yourself.
Oh, I didn't know those existed. I only knew of the car wash where you have to have the guys tell you to back up. Whoa, stop. Okay, you're on the chain. Put it in neutral. Foot off the brake, and then you go through, and then that's it. And the fucking The Spaniards wipe your car down, and maybe you drive over to the fucking vacuums and take your fucking floor mats out and try to use that fucking 1.5 minutes to do your entire car. That fucking vacuum is the most frustrating thing in the world. First, you have to untangle the entire fucking hose, and then it's like a race against time to fucking get your entire car covered. And when you miss out, you miss that one area, it's a little bit of a heartbreak.
Yeah, it usually lasts a long. That vacuum usually lasts a while, though. I always would sanitize the mouthpiece of the hose because you don't know where. I mean, that's cleaning somebody's seat. You don't know that there could be somebody could have ejaculated on his fucking car seat. Now you're scraping it up with that fucking thing. So I usually get a mixture of bleach and antibacterial soap, and I dunk it in there.
Man, your car is a fucking disgusting shit heap too, I want to say. Inside, you just have fucking so much trash. Like, when we met up with Best in Show Chris, and I made him sit in the passenger seat. Because I knew it was just garbage everywhere. I knew it looked like fucking, like Taipei. Like some fucking, just disgusting landfill. Naples, Italy. In early 2008, where they just had all that fucking garbage. But I saw pictures of this shit on another link that I found today. Just garbage and all that shit. Piles of garbage. And you'll see this. People are wearing masks, sweeping it up, and there's piles of garbage at least 6 times their height. They're wearing the fucking breathing mask. And what gets me is you're afraid of disease. And garbage is obviously a fucking haven for all this bacteria and all this filth, and you still just write it off. I never said I was a clean freak. I said I was a germ freak. And
right.
And you're right. Okay with having just the garbage
right.
Everywhere.
I'm not a clean freak. I'm a germ freak. I'm not a neat freak. You know, my office is a fucking mess. My car's a fucking mess. You know, so people get those two things mixed up, and you know, if you ever have the pleasure of entering my car, you will see that.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't know. But you told me one time that you had so many fucking latte cups with little bits of milk in them that you started to get dizzy.
Well, yeah, because the milk soured, and I started to get a little woozy, and I didn't realize what it was from.
Oh, God, that makes me fucking laugh. That really does make me fucking laugh. Fact that you're getting fucking dizzy from a smell.
Yes.
Well, I guess that kind of concludes everything here, Frank.
You know what that does? It puts a cap on the bottle.
Is that what you say now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is what you say. Puts the cap, it corks it up, bottles it up, gets it ready to ship and go. Well, you know, thanks everybody for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. I appreciate it. This was episode 213. Once again, go to DJNewStyleShow.com.
Good night! what, ladies and gentlemen?
Whoa, it's too early. It's too early. There we go. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. This is episode 213. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Be sure to check out Best in Show 8 to 11 on Heroes Talk. That's bestinshowradio.com. Frank, now, I know you have this end-of-the-show ritual. Is there anything you'd like to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up! You're talking to a fucking sign! I'm gonna kick all your friends' ass! Outside! Wani! Ha 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 ha! Hey, Ken, anything you'd like to say?
I, too, have an end-of-show ritual! It's a fucking snooze! Shit, I can't even fit out a double damn window! Fuckface! Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Our best to Tidbit 88.
88. Tidbit 88. Time to go to war, motherfuckers. It's time to go to war.
Give it to me. Go suck banana. Fuck you.